Chapter 21.
I look ridiculous,
Post said. When he extended his arm straight out in front of him, the sleeves of the ochre-colored suit rode up almost to his elbows. Of course you do, but you're supposed to be an advertising exec, so who's gonna notice? Dressed in a magenta jumpsuit and knee-high soft boots, Jadak guessed he didn't look much better, but he was certain that he and Post could pull off the charade long enough to hold up their end of the job. Wearing only underwear, the two actual owners of the suits were slumped in the hotel room's spacious and opulent refresher, ankles and wrists bound with electrocuffs and mouths covered with adhesive tape. Post and Jadak had arrived on Holess only a local hour earlier. At the spaceport, they had rented a luxury airspeeder and had flown directly to their posh hotel in the center of the city. In their 36th floor room, which enjoyed an unobstructed view of the Mount of Justice, Jadak, Post, and two of Reg Taunt's hoodlums were lying in wait. The executives scarcely had a chance to open their luggage when they were rendered unconscious by the pair of weakways. The larger man's suit was simply a loose fit on Jadak, but the smaller man's made Post look like he'd been shrink-wrapped in lignanine. Still, the two of them looked a whole lot better than the top-knotted weakways would have.
You ready?
The weakway named Urf asked in slurred basic. Jadak gave the suit jacket a downward tug.
Good to go.
He nodded to Post, who scowled but managed to pull himself away from the refresher's full-length mirror panel. Urf pulled two blasters from the roomy pockets of his long coat.
Safety engaged. Already set on stun.
He flicked the selector switches to make sure, then handed the blasters to Jadak. Jadak hefted them, then passed the more powerful one to Post, who rechecked the selector switches, checked the battery charge and gas levels, and slipped the weapon into a shoulder holster.
Here's the case,
the other humanoid said.
Inside is data card.
Jadak took hold of the small alloy case and experienced what he initially took to be a deja vu moment. In fact, memory transported him to the docking berth in the lowest tier of the Senate annex on Coruscant, where he had delivered a similar case to Senators Dacine, Largetto, and Tsar. In Jadak's mind, the memory felt no more than a month old.
The Antarian Ranger who will take possession of the ship is called Foley. You will find her in Salix City, which is the capital city of the Western Regions. She is expecting you. The phrase we've provided...
You all right?
Post said. The memory receded and was gone.
Lost you there for a moment.
Jadak looked away. Just... running through the plan.
Second thoughts?
Jadak shook his head. Thoughts. They grabbed their small rucksacks, located the rented airspeeder in the hotel garage, and folded themselves into the bucket seats. A 40-year-old Incom T-11, with a stylish body and sloping prow, it was fully tricked out with a powerful repulsor lift and wide thruster nozzles. Jadak's hands went instinctively to the proper controls, and within moments they lifted off and were slicing through the planet's thick air, merging with traffic in the 30-meter lane. A world of varied terrain, Holess was home to a species of portly humanoids thought to be related to the long-eared Lannik. The native population was clustered in towering cities built on wealth derived from the planet's rich deposits of duranium, which had been mined and exported for thousands of years. With more disposable income and free time on their hands than most species would know what to do with, the Holessians had elevated their innate reverence for law to what amounted to a religion. As a result, Holess had more petty laws than just about anywhere in the galaxy, and the native population was litigious to a fault. Laws were enacted simply for their sake, in the surety that someone would break them and be forced to mount a legal defense. Judges were revered as godlike figures, and lawyers, prosecutors and defense attorneys alike, were treated as celebrities. To be selected to serve on a jury was tantamount to being chosen to partake in a sacred ritual. Holessians followed cases as fervently as other species followed sports seasons. Betting on a verdict was viewed as sacrilege, but decisions were endlessly discussed, debated, and analyzed, often for years after the cases were concluded. The center of all the legal activity was the Mount of Justice, a cathedral-like structure built atop a natural prominence in the center of the capital city and reserved for the highest profile cases, frequently those of galactic import.